On top of the wall, above each doorway, there are two deer and a Dharma wheel. And on the very top, there is a Vajra. These symbolize the stages of the path of highest yoga tantra. So we're never going to forget that. These symbolize the stages of the path of highest yoga tantra. So the eight auspicious signs symbolize in general how to progress along the Buddhist path to enlightenment. But specifically, the Dharma wheel, deer, and the Vajra at the top teach you the stages of highest yoga tantra. If we want to accomplish the real meaning of our life, the ultimate goal of human life, so that we can effortlessly benefit each and every living being every day, we have to practice the paths of highest yoga tantra. We're delighted to practice the paths of highest yoga tantra because these are the quick path to the ultimate goal of human life, enlightenment. So you may have noticed the two deer are not the same. One is a male deer and one is a female deer. So what's the difference? What do they mean? So the male deer symbolizes great bliss, the mind of great bliss. And the female deer symbolizes emptiness, the realization of emptiness. So the male deer symbolizes the realization of great bliss. The female deer, they're facing each other. The female deer symbolizes the realization of emptiness, the true nature of things. The wheel of Dharma, the Dharma wheel, symbolizes the union of these two. So wonderful. This is the very essence of Jason Kapa's tradition, the new Kadampa tradition. So Geshe-la summarizes that through progressing in this union of great bliss and emptiness, so there are many levels of this union, great bliss and emptiness. Through progressing in this union of great bliss and emptiness, finally you will attain the five omniscient wisdoms of a Buddha, which are symbolized by the five-pronged Vajra on the very top. So I'd encourage everybody to contemplate this teaching, to contemplate this meaning. So what is the symbolism teaching us? Geshe-la says, through progressing in the basic practice symbolized by the eight auspicious signs. So this is the path to enlightenment in general. And then through progressing in the uncommon spiritual path of highest yoga tantra, that is the union of great bliss and emptiness, finally we shall obtain Buddha's five omniscient wisdoms, symbolized by the five-pronged Vajra. So when we're looking at the temple and we're looking at the eight auspicious signs and we're looking at the male deer, the female deer, the Dharma wheel, which is the union of the two, the male deer symbolizing the realization of great bliss, the female deer symbolizing the realization of emptiness, the Dharma wheel symbolizing the union of the two, great bliss and emptiness, the union of bliss and emptiness. We train in the union of bliss and emptiness, and we become a Buddha. And our omniscient wisdom has five parts, which are the five omniscient wisdoms symbolized by the five-pronged Vajra. So when we look at the temple, when we think, because we can see the temple, we can visualize if we're familiar with this holy place, we can visualize it easily. And at any time, we can sit and imagine the temple in front of us, what the four doorways mean, the eight auspicious signs, the male deer, female deer, the Dharma wheel, and the five-pronged Vajra. What are we learning? Because everything in Kadam Dharma is always teaching us everything.